probably have some money in the C fund and the G fund in your thrift savings plan account. You might not even know that the S fund exists. It's one of the forgotten funds. Tom Trabucco is the Director of External Affairs, the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, here to talk about the S fund and why you shouldn't forget it. Tom, it's good to have you on as always.
Hello, Francis. Good to be with you.
And happy Thanksgiving, since I won't talk to you before before then.
Same to you.
Thank you. Why do you think the S fund is one of the ones that people don't think about as much?
Well, because it was added as a second tier. If you recall, going way back when, we had one fund to start off, the G fund. Then we added the F and C fund in 1988, and the C fund was set up to be our stock fund. Indeed, the enabling legislation called for one stock fund, and the board had to select which index it would track, and it had to be commonly recognized in the aggregate market value of which is a reasonably complete representation of the U.S. equity markets. So the board at that point chose the S&P 500, which everybody knew you could get the returns on every day in the market, and that's what people began to think about in terms of the TSP's stock market investment. When the board in the mid-90s looked to see what other plans were doing and how we might improve the investment lineup, we did a series of reviews and came to the conclusion that we should not limit ourselves to the S&P 500, although it is a broad stock market. It covers 75% of the value of stocks in the U.S. equity markets. It does leave 25% on the table untouched. And those are the 25% where there's a lot of activity going on. There's a small and medium-sized companies where you had... This is where the a lot of the NASDAQ companies came from originally, where they were down there on the cutting edge, and so we wanted to get that dynamism into the mix as well. So in 1996, we asked Congress for authorization to start up the S fund. They agreed, and we started it up in 2001. So it came in the second tier of investment choices, and that's why I think people haven't paid a lot of attention to it. Although it is our third largest fund. I note that at the end of October, the G fund had 45% of the TSP assets invested in it. The C fund had 23%, and the S fund was next at 8%.
Now, my 401k plan has what's called a completer fund, and it's essentially if you have the S&P 500 and you want to buy the rest of the stock market, you buy this fund. Sounds like that's what role the S fund plays in the TSP.
You are exactly right. In fact, it tracks an index that's called the Dow Jones U.S. Completion Total Stock Market Index. And that's important because there's no overlap then. You can have the S and the C fund together, and they are, with no overlap, the complete representation of the U.S. Stock markets.
You pretty much own all of America at
that
point.
That's right. Although 75% of the value of the stock market is comprised in the S&P 500 stocks. Only 25% is wrapped up in the remaining 3,500 or so stocks that are in the completion index.
And I was fortunate at the time that I set up my 401k to have a good financial planner that could recommend how much of each I should get. And I suppose if somebody's trying to figure out if I want to own all of America, I should have some C and some S, that'd be the best way to go about doing it. Just sit down with somebody who does this stuff for a living and say, how should I break it up?
That's right. Or if you want to use our L funds as a model, they are professionally designed, and of course they change based on where you are in your progress along the lifeline. So you could take a look at if you plan on withdrawing your money, say in 2030, you could look at our 2030 fund and see what the allocations are right now among the five core funds.
I'm not asking for specific numbers because we didn't talk about the L fund specifically ahead of time, but interest and participation increasing in those?
Yes, we are now up. We're approaching 800,000 participants with money in the L funds, and let's see, it now comprises It looks like
you just happen to have the numbers right in front of you.
I got to do some addition though, but it looks like it's about 12% of the funds on account are now invested in the L fund. So yeah, they do continue to grow in popularity, and we expect that to continue.
That's pretty impressive that you can just pull those numbers up, man.
Right. I can read.
That's why I love having you on the show. Tom Trabucco, the Director of External Affairs, TSP, thanks for being on. Happy Thanksgiving, and enjoy football on Thursday.
Absolutely, as well as the turkey.